Blog Talk Radio.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And welcome to Roundtable Thursday night with myself, William Bernard, Rosa Spraggers, Christy Hoodie, and Ron Reagan. I'll tell you what, we had a heat wave up here in New Mexico, and it was like 70 degrees today, and I nearly fainted because I didn't think this day would come. But anyway, we're going to be going through some news and everything right now. I just got word that SB 5, the red flag law, which is being trying to be passed here in New Mexico, is in the House right now, and the Democrats are arguing with the governor. They don't want to pass this bill. So I'll keep you up to date on that. She's trying to tell them she wants it passed so she can do a photo op tomorrow with the Parkland students for a photo op, which is sad in itself. But the Democrats are arguing with her, so I'll keep you up to date on that. Russell, Ron, how you all doing, brothers?
I'm doing well tonight, man. Doing well. We're getting a little chill on here in Texas this evening. I mean, it was cold here today. We had Parkers broke out. It was 55.
Well, I heard you guys were getting an Arctic blast out there down by Dallas area up there. So I've been watching
now, Dallas takes a pretty good ass whooping, but down here where we are, I mean, if it's 55, people breaking out the cold weather gear, and
yeah,
it's supposed to get down to mid-30s tonight, so every fireplace in the neighborhood will be fired up.
Right. But, that's gonna be, it'll be about in the 30s tonight as well, but it feels good because I actually got to turn my heater off and take my, you know, and I was after wearing a T-shirt today, so it feels good. And stuff. I just got some updates on this coronavirus earlier, and I tell you, brother, this thing is getting very dangerous. It's starting to spread around the world, and they were saying that it's not going to do any good to wear a face mask to protect yourself. So, you know.
Let me tell you something, brothers, man. I had an epiphany today, and everything that's happening came together.
Mm-hmm.
The whole scenario did, because I haven't. I'm just sitting, putting there, and I was running through it, and man, this is cold thing that, and then it hit me like a bolt of lightning. So let's let Ron say good evening to everybody, and I'll take us on a little journey there. It'll take us
all
right.
I think we're
going to
be on the same wave because I had the same thing hit me today as well. I was going to talk to you about it earlier, but I got busy and sidetracked and stuff. Ron, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. It was warm today here. It was 40 degrees. That's like really warm for around here this time of the year.
Right, especially up there in the mountain area where you're at, you know. So, but this crazy governor of ours, she's yelling at the Democrats. And, you know, I sent you the copy of what was in that bill there, Ron, and told you, you know, if I got red flagged, I can go out and sue the county. I can sue the city. I can sue the governor. I can sue the police, the judge. You know, they're not reading what was written in this bill. So this is why they're fighting with the governor on this. Yes.
You need to either turn your mic down a little or maybe call in on your phone one of the others because you're blasting so loud there, you're distorting. You're distorting
yourself.
Oh,
I'm sorry about that. I'm using my hearing aid Bluetooth right now, and I didn't realize I was up. Yep, I had it on full blast. Hold on a minute. How's that?
Yeah, you're still blasting pretty loud, but that's good, man. Don't worry about it. But let's take a minute. Let me walk through this, man, because I really want to share this. So, America, there, get comfortable. It's going to be a little awkward going on. Okay. So we had this accidental release, intentional release, or whatever of that, right? Gets out of hand in China. Of course, as we said 100 times on the show, Chinese New Year, everybody there that could afford to travel was traveling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it gets
mm-hmm.
bad. And things have gotten really, really bad, out of control there. And they turned it over. They just recently turned it over to their military, right?
Right.
So let me ask you a question. Ron, you too, you pay attention. America, if you want to call in and give thoughts on it, that's fine too. Now, if you're building a weapons-grade biological weapon,
mm-hmm.
you would not build that without having an antidote. Because if you're
uh-huh.
catching any of the videos coming in out of there, the military and the police aren't wearing any kind of protection.
Right.
Zero.
Well, my roommate made that comment.
Well, let me finish, Joseph.
Go ahead.
So, let's do that, all right? Now, Hurricane Ann there, a longtime friend and my militia sister, did a hell of a story here a month or so ago on China and their plan to basically take over the world. All right?
Right.
So stay with me now. Now, you set this loose, okay? And a report just came out from the Thousand Gnome Project, right? Which the thing that locks on to the AC2 cells, right? Who carries
right.
the most of them and stuff like that? And that presents you the probability of becoming sick with the disease if you come in contact with it. Okay, so if you're Asian or Southeast Asian, that's a 92% to 98% chance. All right. As you move through there, it starts steadily down. If you're American of African descent, you got a 66% chance. If you're Mexican of West Coast descent, you've got a 66% chance. Now, if you're an American of Eastern European heritage, it drops down to about a 53%, 53 to 60, depending on which area you're from there. All right. So let's keep rolling on with this a little bit. So that means that if this does catches on in America, if you take those numbers, 50 to 98%, let's just say 100, right? So that's 25. All right, so if this thing catches in America, the average probability is anybody who comes in contact anywhere close to it, there's a 75% chance you're going to get it, okay?
Yep.
Now,
yep.
Take into that, there's 320+ million people living in the U.S. right now. I'm sure it's going to be way more than that when they do this census and stuff, since it's counting illegals. But, okay, so let's say 200 million Americans could come down with this, all right? And South Americans, too, are high list, up on that list of probability of being contagious, all right? So you have 200 million Americans, all right? Now, I'm going to kind of go back and forth here in a minute, so try to stay with me. So, health experts, quotation marks, I get leery anybody who claims to be an expert on anything. But they went before Congress today in a closed meeting and told Congress that there was the potential for hundreds of thousands of cases here in the U.S. So we don't know the real numbers in China. Let's remember that. Okay? So, let's flip back now. So, you've got your military vaccinated. The rest of the world is becoming more affected by the day. Now, you have a president in the United States that the rest of the world hates, especially China, because China, through the Clinton crime family, the Bush crime family, the Obama crime family, and stuff, they have robbed America blind by saying our leaders, and I use that word very, very loosely, have sold us out, right? So he's got this president coming in. He's working his ass off. He's kicking everybody's ass. He's pissing everybody off, doing the best he can to give the country back to the American people, to who it rightly belongs to. Okay, so you have all this going on in the midst of that. So what happens next? All right, this if, and ladies and gentlemen, please understand this is an if. But the way things look, it's a probability. It could very well happen. Okay, So you have, let's say, 200 million Americans infected with it. People are dying everywhere. Well, as soon as Congress leaks that out, what do you think the stock market's going to do?
March for long.
It's going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you've got a pandemic going on, and what better way to remove a president that the world doesn't like? All right? If the economy crashes, if the plague's running over here and stuff like that, they're going to put all that on Trump and the majority of the American people, because their fear of everything is going to believe it. So you get rid of Trump, you got two-thirds of America sick. So what do? You bring your army right up to the southern border, through Venezuela, Guatemala, right up through here, baby. Bring it on. And
well, Russell,
let me finish.
Go ahead.
What's that? The UN has accomplished what they said they were going to do in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that. I said that, didn't I? Did I not say that, Russell? About 6 months ago?
Well, yeah, we talked about the UN agenda to have this all done by 2020. Yes, we most definitely did. Ron, does that sound far-fetched to you?
No, I think it's very possible. And in fact, actually, I was watching a program the other day where they were predicting that even as it sits right now with this virus going on right in China, that it's actually going to affect the stock market and the economy for up to 19 months. Now, that's just where it sits right now, that it could have an effect on that at that point. So if it gets worse, it could have even a bigger impact. And the Mexican president and stuff, they don't like Trump anyways. So who's to say they wouldn't allow China to land right there in Mexico and march their butt right up through the border if we're weakened from plague and economy crashes and everything else?
Exactly.
Well, here's what I was just going to say
America falls, and once America falls, there's nobody to stand against the New World Order. Nobody.
That's right.
And what have they also accomplished with this? I mean, this is a big fell swoop for them. Because what are you doing? Look at the population reduction.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the people that have surrendered, who were up rioting, demanding, standing up for themselves and what's right in their country. You haven't heard a word of that because everybody's been scared back into their little hole. The government will protect you.
Well, and also on that note, if America gets weakened, we have people spread all over the world now, so if you guys will bear with me on this, right?
Yeah,
if,
go ahead.
If we're weakened to that point, right? And then also it talks about in the end times, that Israel will end up standing alone, right? Well, the only way America is not going to stand with Israel is either we have an anti-Israel president at the time, or if we just possibly can't be there to help them out.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was thinking that right along the line this morning on that.
I'm telling you, America, and I am not trying to be an alarmist. I'm really not. And it's definitely not. And this is nothing to go into a full-blown panic on. So please, nobody lose your mind. Remain calm. But
this is just a warning we're giving.
You need to start taking steps and precautions to see to it that your family and yourself have the things that they need if everything comes to a halt for a couple of 3 months. It's really not that hard to do. It's nothing to panic over. But
as long as you're prepared for it. As long as you're prepared for it. But here's my thoughts. What you said earlier about the borders, how do we know that the Mexican soldiers aren't already here in the United States that crossed here illegally?
Well, I'm not nearly as worried about the Mexican army as I am about the cartels. The cartels have much better personnel, they're much better trained, and they have excellent weaponry.
Yep. It was all that drug money they bought, you know. But two, you know, and I heard today that CDC up in China had asked the CDC for martial law up there. So that's going into effect, martial law.
China didn't ask CDC for anything, but yes, I heard that too, that they were going to declare martial law in Beijing, which is the capital. So what does that tell you? They are getting worried because this thing has gotten so out of hand in China that they ain't going to be able to cover up the numbers for much longer. And when people have nothing left to lose, pirates are in big fucking trouble.
Yep. Here's the scary thought on this is that, you know, we know they're not telling us the accurate numbers or anything like that. And the other media sources are coming behind us and saying we're making all this up, and we're not. These media is like us, Eric Nand, the Fisher Hughes, Will Johnson, that's reporting all this. We're not making any of this up. These are true facts that we're getting as we get them.
And if it's something that can't be confirmed or hasn't been confirmed, and that's like those numbers I threw out there a while ago. Mm-hmm. The group that did that, the Thousand Known Project, they're very, very good, well-known, respected group. But, like I said, this has not been reviewed by any of their peers or anything like that. So, you know, all that's actually up for debate until it's reviewed and checked.
Mm-hmm.
We do the best we can here to give you the straightest information we can get, and like the stuff. If it can't be confirmed, I'll tell you. Has it been confirmed? We can't confirm this. How reliable the source was, and that kind of stuff. So we're just not throwing it against the wall, hoping it'll stick. You know, we do our best that we can. You know, and we're not a big media company. It's just four of us guys here that love our country and want to get the truth out there and do everything we can.
This just came on the news, North Korea right now are saying that they've just been hit with the coronavirus in that country. This is coming from North Korea, and they don't have anything equipped to fight this. So it's in North Korea now, and it's confirmed.
Yeah, well, like I told you before the show, we've got one confirmed here in Texas now, in San Antonio.
Yep. Well, we got two confirmations up in San Diego, one in Arizona. There's 200 quarantined right now in Atlanta, Georgia, that came in from China. I'm actually nervous about going out there right now, Russell. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I should or risk it or not.
Well, right now the threat ain't that big. And it's like I tell my guys that work for me and stuff. You know, nothing to panic over yet, but take the simple basic steps to protect yourself. Now, if it starts popping up, getting worse and stuff, it may be time to make a different decision. But for right now, get you a big old bottle of alcohol-based antiseptic hand wash. Carry your truck, keep it there, and use that shit, man. It's no need to be a tough guy right now, this kind of stuff, because this shit will kill you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It will kill you,
mm-hmm.
And don't be a part of helping spread it, all right?
Right, and here's the thinking I was thinking this last night Well, those pastors on board that ship that didn't have this virus, okay, but all of a sudden they were all quarantined together. They all came down with it. Why didn't they quarantine them separately, someplace isolated, and not together?
That's exactly why they landed on the West Coast here in Central America. I mean, South Central America, but Middle America here in Texas, and then on the East Coast there. That was to make sure that that thing had opportunity to get spread equally across the U.S. And let's go back and let's go back to one of the first points I made. The videos that we do have coming out, getting snuck out of Hyrule, getting out of China right now, their military is taking over medical operations, locked down the populace. They declared martial law in Beijing, but none of them are wearing any protective gear. Tell me you cannot, with that kind of evidence, you cannot tell me that they do not have a vaccine for that, and they have not vaccinated their army. And that brings us right back to the full circle of what we were talking about earlier.
And
especially here in the U.S., if the economy's crashed and this thing takes off across the country, and you got let's be optimistic. Say if it turns into a full blown pandemic, and you've got a third of the populace, 100 million. Hell, you could even go less than that, man. 10-20 million. You've got a full blown pandemic going on. People are going to be freaking out. The economy is going to go straight in the shitter. And I'm talking about not only the U.S. economy, but the world economy. And the only military in the world that will be vaccinated against this is the Chinese military. Now, let's go back to Hurricane. Like I said, Hurricane did a marvelous job on that piece she did.
Yes,
on
she
China.
Did. I actually watched that. I did watch that. It was really put together.
And there is nothing. China's big buddies with Venezuela, they'll pull right up there to Venezuela, and that army will throw through South America and across our southern border like it's nothing to it.
Especially in the harbors, in the ship harbor areas, too, like you pointed out.
Well, you know, just, and like I said, you know, you can call me a tin hat, conspiracy, you know, nut or nut job. You can call me whatever you want to. But if you look at everything that's happened logically and extrapolate on it, you actually know what's going on in world politics. And China is a far, far more dangerous enemy to us than Russia ever thought of being.
Now.
After Russia collapsed, their economy collapsed. Yeah, they've come back. They've done some stuff like that. But capitalism has caught on over there, man. And they haven't fully got the reins on everything over there again from when everything fell apart because the people themselves over there woke up. And in my humble opinion, as somebody who was involved in a lot of stuff that went on during that time period and stuff with Russia, China is far more than more dangerous enemy, and they're going to be the only military in the world that is inoculated against this stuff.
My roommate said that same thing this morning when we were talking about it, and like she said, the world leaders are actually inoculated too. Don't think they're not, and their family.
Well, I don't know.
That makes sense.
If you want to believe that, you can. I don't see that as being part of China's plan. They're not going to share Europe or U.S. or anything with anybody. That's not how they think or operate. If they need somebody to do a particular thing and stuff like that, they may very well offer them the cure to get what they want, and I guarantee politicians and leaders worldwide will be selling out their people right and left, in my humble opinion. I don't know, Ron, what do you think?
Well, I think you're right. If they want, if they need something from somebody, then of course they're going to do that. With a 24-day incubation period, we really have no idea who's infected or how many in how many countries at this point. You know, that's a pretty big span, you know, that you can carry it and spread it to so many people in that time frame, you know,
surfaces. Yeah, I agree with you, Ron. I think we're at like 28 countries now. It has a long incubation period. And here's the wild thing that really trips me out about this virus and stuff like that. People who came down with it and who were treated and released in the hospital as being well, they did not have any further coronavirus symptoms. But what happened was the effect that the virus had on their body is their white cells kept reproducing and latching on to fight this thing. And they've gone home, quotation mark, cured, and died a week, 2 weeks later from organ failure because these white cells are latched onto everything fighting, thinking it's fighting the virus, and it shut down their organs.
Yep.
Well, they just had 196 people today that was confirmed that actually died within a 24-hour period.
No, that number was way higher than that, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. But
I saw one. Hang on, carry on there for a minute, man. I may have that number. Let me look here.
But Ron, what do you think? I mean, you and I were talking earlier, I mean, on Facebook, and I strongly believe too that Satan's on the earth. Like Virgil was saying last night, he's doing his dance. And I'm thinking this is going to be a preparation for the Antichrist to come. Not now, but, you know, when they have the chaos and the plagues and everything that's going to happen and stuff, I think strongly, very strongly feel that this is going to be where the Antichrist is going to step in.
Well, eventually, yeah, I think he would. Well, eventually he will, if you believe in Bible prophecy, which I do.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things that are going to happen, you know, up to that point and beyond that point, you know. So I think plague is just going to be one of many things that happen that start wiping out population and people and creating panic and devastation and everything else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the hunger.
If you combine a lot of things together, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah. Go ahead, Russell.
I mean, you know, like Ron was saying, I agree with you too. You've got all this kind of stuff. You've got volcanoes erupting that have been quiet for centuries. You're having earthquakes in places that don't normally see them or have them or anything like that. And, you know, we are a depraved world.
Russell, I don't know if you saw this article, but the Kazadon Sea is turning bright red right now. I sent that out and this has been coming out everywhere in all the news media.
Yeah,
and this was confirmed.
That red algae's actually been getting more and more common over the last several years in different parts of the world, like whole rivers and seas and stuff like that. It's been popping up a little bit more frequently around the globe. You know, now it comes and it goes, you know what I mean? And it's coming, gone, you know, forever, but it's been getting more and more common as it goes. Lately,
my thinking on that is probably because of all these earthquakes and stuff that's happening in the earth. It's probably bringing this stuff up.
Yeah.
But with all these signs and everything, I mean,
wow.
I mean, who stopped to think that we would live to be seen? You know, I mean.
Well, you know, I'm gonna take God and His word that nobody knows the time and the date, not even Jesus.
Exactly.
So, I think, and while we're seeing what we're seeing could be easily interpreted as end time, you've got to think that these same kind of things have happened throughout history mm-hmm. over and over and over again, okay?
Yep, that's true.
I mean, it seems like these shit to us because we're the people going through these shit right now, if you're following what I'm saying. But I'm kind of hoping, and I have no doubt that God turned his back on our country, all right? We have become one depraved, sick
mm-hmm.
country, okay? But I'm hoping God's going to do us like Sodom and Gomorrah. So find me one righteous man, and, you know, I won't do this. So I'm going to hold out hope that God's going to give us a chance to fix it. Now, I'm sitting here right now. Let me finish. I'm going to sit here right now and tell you that I am not that righteous man. I believe in God. I have a relationship with God. I try to live by His word and His commandments, okay? And I'm going to be the first one to admit and tell you I fail pretty damn regularly at it, okay?
Honestly, we all have. I'll be the first one to admit that, too.
You know, so
let's
just hope that if enough of us are trying to turn this evil around, that he'll have mm-hmm. some mercy on us, because there's gonna be a lot of disappointed people in the world if this is it, because there's a lot of these sanctimonious, pompous, self-righteous, judgmental people that go sit on them church pews every fucking Sunday who don't vote because there's not a perfect candidate. And they're the,
right.
you know, they're the only sinless people in the world, and they honestly believe in their heart that they're going to just get, God's going to sprinkle a little fairy dust, and they're going to get whisked away before anything
happens. I was thinking about what you said on that.
And, you know, but I'm going to tell you right now, the Bible tells you that you will be persecuted. You will be persecuted. If God says you're going to be persecuted, you ain't getting whisked away till you get a good taste of that.
And what's happening right now, Russell? We're getting persecuted. We're getting persecuted
No, we are not. This is not persecution, you see. You want to see persecution? Go to Africa.
Yep,
Africa is being persecuted, all right?
Yep.
Yeah, we get stuff thrown at us. We get called bad names. And the bad guys are working as hard as they can to take God out of everything, all right? And that's what these individuals that I was just talking about think, you know, oh my God, you know, No, you have not been persecuted. And I guarantee you, 90% of those people sitting in there, those judgmental assholes sitting in there every Sunday when are you going to accept the mark or are you going to die? I'm going to guarantee they're going
to
deny God. They're going to take that mark.
Yep, the guy was just going to say, and you know what my pastor always said, too, and I have to agree with him on this. If I ever see somebody in a suit carrying a Bible hugging on it, I'm going to run. Because those are the ones that, like you just described, they're judgmental. They tell you to believe in the Bible and all that and everything. My pastor said, run the other way. Don't believe in those. You know? And it's true.
Right now, Jesus could come to earth, run for president, and these same Christians wouldn't vote because he ate dinner with a prostitute, you know, and he hung out with sinners, and you know, I mean, we probably should have got started on this because I'm going to piss off every Christian listener we got on here.
I'm actually glad we did. I was going to bring it up.
Hey, Ron,
we did. We need to talk about it.
Hey, Ron, save me
ahead,
on
brother.
This one, bro.
You're right. You're right.
I would say, Ron, I pissed everybody off with that last rant there. Help me.
But I agree with you on that, Russell. I mean, because that's how I think, too. And it's like, I get ridiculed, you know, a lot, but it's because, you know, because my beliefs and stuff, I don't believe in religion. I do not believe in it. I believe in having a relationship. That's what God wants.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, to recap on a couple of things there, you know, is there are way too many self-righteous Christians, that, especially here in America. We don't understand. Most people here don't understand what real persecution is, unless they've come from a country where they've had to deal with it or witness it or whatever. So what he's talking about, Russell's talking about, is being hunted because you're a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Being beheaded because you're a Christian, which does happen in other countries. And eventually, if that time comes, it's going to happen here as well. Towards Christians.
Why do you think they got all those coffins and guillotines ready?
Then we're starting to see an increase in rise in hate towards Christians here in America as well. And it will get gradually worse. You know, it will get worse to the point where it is like that. It just depends on who's running the show in the country when that time comes, right?
Exactly, Ron. And, you know, and Ron made a very, very valid point right then there and stuff. Seeing a rise in not only hate speech and torture, but we're starting to see a rise in actual violence, not only against Christians, but conservatives as well. Look at that kid. I think we just Florida, man. This kid gets in there. They have a it may have had Trump 2020 stickers or something, but it was a Republican GOP little thing set up outside. They were registering voters in Florida. And this kid gets in there and runs through the shit in a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the left, the socialist,
You can call it
devil's minions if you want to. All right, call it whatever you want to call them, okay? But they are becoming more violent and hateful towards those of us every day.
Well, we just had one yesterday
that
attacked our GOP.
The head.
We just had one yesterday that attacked our GOP, and guess what? He vandalized a building there thing, and guess who he was? It was friends of the governor. Come to find out, they arrested him this morning.
Oh, I read a story on that somewhere today. He was once an intern or aide for your governor.
Yeah,
I did read that.
Yep.
Well, I think if you're, you know, like you said, Russell, so you can't, you know, you can't guess the time or the day, the hour or the day that God is going to come back. It's just the way it is. But if you start seeing certain things happen, because he did say watch the signs and know that the time is coming in. And if certain things, specific things happen, then I think it's plausible to be able to guess the year. But at that point, you're there anyways. You know what I mean?
Well, the Bible says that when Israel completes their new temple, which they almost got it built, that's when everything's going to happen. Because they're almost finished.
What was that? They're supposed to rebuild the Tower of Babylon or some shit?
Yep.
I don't remember what that was. Somebody flew me in.
It was the temple, the temple, because Islam took over the original temple and everything, so Israel went in and built a new temple, and they're almost done with it, this temple. And once this is completed, that's when everything's going to happen, according to the Bible. Read the book of Daniel. Read the entire book of Daniel. It explains it all. It's in the book of Daniel.
So the thing is, and I believe the point really is that we're going to be plagued by these kind of pandemics. We're going to be plagued by phantom. We're going to be plagued by natural disasters. We're going to be plagued by all these things if this is the case. And if we're heading for those times, then this is something that we should be prepared for and preparing for and just bracing ourselves for, because it's going to happen. If we're entering into that time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, Ron, that's a valid point. My statement earlier, this has gone on through history. There's probably been at least one or two generations in every century that saw stuff along these lines happening. But I think where Ron's got a very, very valid point with what he's saying now is that too much of what was said in the Book of Revelation lining up to deny it. That it is a possibility.
And regardless, I always tell my guys and everybody, be prepared anyways. Even if it's not that, you should always be prepared for anything that could happen, because a lot of things have happened all through history. What if the super volcano blows and you're gonna need food? You know what I mean? I mean, it's, what if nations rise and fall all through history? What if we get weakened out by this pandemic and everything, and we get some invading force? Well, you better be prepared for that. Anything can happen. A solar flare could knock out our grid, and take 10 years to rebuild that.
Another thing, and I think I've gone and I lost my train of thought there. Rod made a very, very good point there, stuff like that, as far as to, it's not you should rush out and do this because of what's happening now and stuff like that. If you look back on our ancestry and stuff like that, our forefathers and stuff like that, they knew how to survive. They knew what was coming each and every year of the season. Of course, it was a lot tougher than that. But having something put back, some stores, as we like to call them, should be a normal part of any American's family life at this point in time. There's too much crazy stuff going on out there not for it to happen. We really don't know what Iran's got there. Everybody says, we're going to be okay here in Texas because we're on our own electrical grid. We won't be affected by, what happens in the rest of the world. Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. If I was going to drop an EMP, I wouldn't drop it on the East Coast. I wouldn't drop it on the West Coast. Where would I drop it? I'd drop it
right over California.
Top of Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Louisiana. Because
guess where I live?
Let me finish.
Go ahead.
You know what happens when you do that? You cut off the nation's petroleum supply.
When
you cut off the nation's petroleum supply, we may have the baddest tanks rolling out there. We may have the baddest fighter jets rolling out there, our stealth bombers, our stealth fighters, all that. But you know what? They're all worthless if they don't have any fuel. All right? It's not going to knock out the whole country, all right? It's going to knock out America. So if it knocked out all of Central America, when I say Central America, I'm talking about the U.S., and the West Coast and the East Coast was not that badly affected, do you think the liberal commies that are running those states along along those coastlines and stuff over there are going to do anything to help us?
Oh, no, they're going to be one screaming, running, asking us to help them.
Heck, those people would side. Those people would side with our attacker to save their own ass.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you, Ron.
Yep.
That is exactly correct.
Yep.
So you know. But,
wow.
I mean, I've said this a thousand times, and I think it's fairly true. Well, I have no doubt that it's fairly true that anybody that's paying half attention to what's going on here, I mean, it's crazy, man. We actually have a third world banana republic coup going on in our country. Our most dangerous enemy has set loose a pandemic that very likely is going worldwide. Because as far as we know right now, there is no way to stop this thing. Right? And even under the best conditions, according to your ethnicity and your gene makeup and stuff, as to where your ancestors and stuff came like, at best, you only have a 50% chance of not getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now they did say this: the only way that you can protect yourself, like Russell said last night, disinfect it. Use Clorox. Use, you know, don't use Lysol, but use something that kills, you know, the virus. But they said don't wear bad face masks or anything like that because that's not going to protect you. You know.
Well, no, it's not. Well, I don't know. Who? I mean, right now. I wouldn't think so, you know, but it doesn't hurt to wear a mask if it gets to that point,
yeah.
You know. But don't go out and get the cheap little paper mask and go on. Get your charcoal mask. Those work the best. You know, you don't want to be running around in your M80 or anything like that, you know. And, you know, isolate yourself as much as you can. Bleach is great. It works great on that stuff. Any kind of antiseptic hand wash, anything alcohol based is good. If you're in a metro area or a big urban area, in a big metroplex or something like that, when that stuff, if it does start getting to the point of being really scary, it's time to get the hell out of that area and go some furthest place you can find. You know, always have a second. You've always got to have a plan. You know, and the problem with this is, and I hear so much of this from people, and it absolutely drives me crazy. And I'm sure Ron and you do too. You have all these people that, well, I got all this stuff in my house, and I have a rifle, and I have plenty of ammunition, and I'm going to be just fine. Well, let me tell you, Rambo something. I don't give a damn if you're the biggest, baddest mofo in the valley, all right? You're not going to stand alone when these cities of 3 or 4 million people erupt, because you're going to have hordes coming at you from every entry you have in your home. And I tell you what, they're hungry enough. You can shoot till you have to reload, and I'm telling you, you're gonna find yourself in a bad, bad way. You need to find you a group. You need to find you a group of like-minded people, and get some kind of secondary plan going. I mean,
you're gonna need them, especially if you're in a city. You know.
Yep.
Hey, I just got this on my news wire just now. The Speaker of the House here at the Santa Fe Capitol just kicked out the deputy sheriffs. The governor just threw the sheriffs out, said she didn't want to hear them about the SB5 deal.
Wow. Where at? Joseph?
Go ahead, Ron.
I was asking Joseph where that was at.
Santa Fe, right? Isn't that the capital? Yo?
Did we lose? I think we lost them.
Did we lose him?
I think so. I don't know if legally they can actually kick the sheriff out, though. Because the sheriff is the highest form of land, of law in that county.
But they just came in. Wow. Well,
a lot of these states have changed that, because up until about the last 10, 15 years and stuff like that, your county, of course, you lose in Louisiana, it's a parish, and they may call him some other stuff in various states, but your sheriff, your elected sheriff, was in the individual county, was the number one ultimate law enforcement officer in that county. He could tell, they used to be able to tell the Fed to get the hell out of my county. That's the power these sheriffs had, and that's the way it should have been, because they are duly elected, all right? If you get a shithead sheriff, you know what? Get rid of him, all right?
Right,
but
exactly.
These states have gone in and changed their constitutions and stuff and actually deprived the sheriff of the authority that is supposed to be there under the Constitution.
Yep, exactly what's going on.
So in Idaho, it's still that way. Like, the sheriff is still the top law official in the county. He can actually arrest feds. They could actually arrest representatives.
It's the same thing here in Texas. You still have that. I mean, you know, the feds can come rolling into his county and say, hey, we're going to do this. And here in Texas, he still has the authority to say, no, you don't turn your fucking fed asses around and get out of my county. But a lot of these states have changed that, especially the East Coast, Yankee states and stuff like that. They didn't like that shit because they're all about the federal government and stuff. And, so, you know, that's been changing. I think that's really sad, but the people of those states have allowed it. So, I mean, that's on them.
But anyway, I think the sheriffs are going to retaliate. I know the sheriff pretty well, and I think if I know him, he's not going to back down. So, if any more news of this breaks out, I'll post it on Facebook later. But I just wanted to share that with you, what our governor here is like. And she is a Pelosi puppet and everything, so we're trying to get her out. But the thing is, we did have complaints on her, but the AG here is protecting her with Hector Balderas, and he's crooked as hell, you know. So, and it's got everybody pissed off that they won't do anything with this governor and stuff, because she's broken so many laws. I mean, a lot of laws that she's broken. But here, you know, what can I say? I did try to warn her.
I'm glad you hit on that, because that's something that pissed me off today and stuff. All right, they gave Roger Stone 7 to 9 years, all right, for basically lying to the FBI or Congress, whatever it was, and stuff like that. All right, and that's harsh, and A.G. Barr stepped in, and he's reviewing that, right? But if that's the case, all right, and let's just take it on the face value right now. I'm not. I don't want to argue that with anybody about who's right or who's wrong. Things like that. But if that's the case, that's fine. All right. But tell me why James Comey isn't headed to prison to do 7 to 9 years. Peter Strzok's not headed to prison to do 7 to 9 years. McCabe isn't headed to prison to do 7 to 9 years. I would say, why is it Clinton headed to prison for 7 to 9 years? But now you have to remember, when the FBI talked to her and questioned her, they never even put her under oath.
Yep. So, that's the one thing that pissed me off too. Right,
show me the equal justice in that. Somebody, please, somebody explain how that's equal justice to my dumb country ranch boy ass, because it plainly freaking eludes me.
Right. But wow, I mean, look what we're up against, though, you know? I mean, I believe Jim Jordan actually brought that up, too, at that time when she wasn't, you know? And I said the same thing. But hey, we're just about out of time for a break. Do you want to continue, or do you want to call it a night?
Well, I think we hit most of the major points, man. I got another early work day tomorrow. I mean, I'm not really tired of anything. If you want to go another hour, we can. But
I got an early start in the morning. I have to get up at 5 in the morning, so I got some things I got to take care of and everything. But we can come back on Monday night and everything. Anything major breaks out, though?
We'll do a special show. Yeah, I'm all on with that, man. If anything like major breaks or anything on any of this stuff.
Right.
There's something I want to ask you, Ron.
I just saw where for Virginia passed the vote, they were going to give away the Tory votes. What are your thoughts on that?
That what? No, I didn't understand. You all gargled again, bro.
Virginia just passed the bill to where they're going to give away the electoral votes to the popular vote. What is your thoughts on that?
They can't do that. That is illegal, and those votes should be stricken from the vote tallies. Period.
Yep. It's illegal.
Unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. That same thing, you know. Like, well, they seem like they passed it. And I also read there just now too to where they did pass the resolution on Trump's. For the war on Iran, on any type of war with Iran, he has to have it approved by Congress.
All it is is a resolution.
I have to wipe it on my ass and use it for toilet paper.
Yeah, it doesn't even make good toilet paper. But I've got a question for you, Joe, if you don't mind.
Okay. Go ahead.
Getting up early at 0500 hours? What are you doing, banker's hours now, man? My day started at 0300 hours.
Right. As you know, I do in-home health care and everything. So in the morning, I got to run my roommate, who we take care of my stepdaughter, who's a bunch of needs and stuff. Well, she's got all kinds of appointments in the morning. At 8 o'clock, so in order for me to get up, I have to get up at 5 so I can get around and get ready and everything. So if I know her, but she wants to be out of here by 7. So, and everything. So that's one of the reasons why I have to get up early in the morning. So that's one of those things. Responsibility. You know? So,
well,
but, but anyway, we'll close the show and we'll come back on Monday night and everything. I don't know what it is. We haven't had any callers. I don't know. I've had complaints of people trying to call in and they can't get in. And what I recommend is anybody that's trying to call in, keep trying to call and get in. You'll get in eventually. So I don't know what's up with that. So, but it seems like they're blocking the phone calls for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, I had a lot of people tell me they'd listen, but they don't actually want to call in. Be on the radio or whatever. And I keep telling you, you got to be kidding. I said, if an idiot like me can do it, anybody can do it, you know?
Right.
Come on.
Look at me. Look at me. I didn't know anything about how to do this, you know? I had Zita Andrews practically took me in her wings and taught me how to do radio shows. So in case you all don't know who that is, that's actually her real name is Christy Lane, a country western singer. And that's the true lady right there. That's a patriot that loves her country, let me tell you. But she taught me everything about doing this, you know, over the years and stuff. But it's not easy sometimes, let me tell you. Sometimes we just throw it all together, you know, at the last minute. But But we are accurate on our reporting, and we don't make anything up. And sometimes if we do, it's not on purpose, and we do get called out on it sometimes, you know, and everything. But we do keep it real, and I'm going to put this out there, too. I'm not politically correct, so quit telling me to be politically correct, because that ain't going to happen.
And so anyway, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. America, keep your heads on the swivel. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Use that hand sanitizer right now. Don't panic, but throw you some stuff back to where if you have to go a couple months or so that you can, man. It's not that hard to do. I would say I love all your
fam.
I would tell you I love all you guys, but that would be a lie. So I'm just going to say.
Well, gee, thanks, brother. Gee, thanks. All right, everybody. We'll see you all Monday night. Y'all be careful out there. Till then, good night, America.
Good night, America.
Good night.